Hi, my name is Akiran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Following and Leading, a Master Key of Success and Freedom. Because if you truly want to succeed in life, then you've got to become an excellent follower first, and know who to follow and seek guidance from, and who not to seek guidance from. And you must step into your power and become the leader of your own life first, and even become a leader of others, especially if you want to become financially free and successful, and use that power for the improvement of humanity. And most of all, you've got to lead by example and show others that they too can create their desires into physical reality, and they can also be happy, and they can also create lives of immense joy, prosperity, well-being, and abundance and freedom, etc., etc. So enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. You can check out my amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video and audio series, The Master Keys to Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Following and leading, a master key of success and freedom. If you truly want to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and succeed in life, then you must become a master follower and a master leader. You must become a master of following the right people and then becoming the kind of leader that you would follow. So step one, become a master follower by following great leaders. Become a master follower by learning how not to listen to people who don't have a clue about what they are talking about. And learn to not value the opinions of others who are not masters of the subjects you are interested in. And learn that the opinions of others do not determine your happiness and your worth. And that includes your lover, wife, husband, parents, siblings, relatives, children, bosses, and coworkers, etc., etc. No one knows you as well as you do. So, to become a master follower, you are already becoming a master leader because you are learning that the approval, conditional love, attention, and affection from others does not determine your happiness and your worth. And that is step number one in leading yourself and experiencing a life of joy and abundance and etc., etc. Success champions do not care what other people think about them, and that's why we admire them so much. The saying, the opinions of others do not pay your bills, is quite apt in this situation, and the opinions of others do not determine your happiness unless you let them. So to become a master follower, which is becoming a master of leading yourself, you must follow winners, not losers. That means when making a decision about your career or money or investing or business or relationship or parenting or some sort of creative endeavor that you're involved in or interested in, you seek advice from masters of those fields. Only idiots seek advice from other idiots. Masters seek advice from other masters. It is absolutely tragilarious when I see people getting advice from people who believe they are knowledgeable about a certain subject just because they have a strong opinion about it. But a strong opinion is not a knowledge, is not knowledge, awareness, and mastery. How many books has your best friend written about relationship? None. How many books has your friend or your mother or your lover or your wife or your husband, etc., written about business and investing? None. Zero. Nada. So would you get career, business, and investing advice from a homeless person? I think not. So why are you getting business advice from people who have never had that career or that business or done that creative endeavor, etc., etc.? People who have never invested a cent into anything but beer and pot. Would you get fitness advice from a 300-pound couch potato? I think not. No, so why would you seek career, business, and success advice from unsuccessful people? It makes no bloody sense. So I hope you finally get my point. To become a good leader, you must become a good follower. To be a good leader, you must know who to seek advice from. War is a great analogy to use for following and leading, because if you are a soldier, it is your duty to follow the orders of your superiors, but it is also your duty as a good soldier to have your own mind and to realize when the sanity of your leader is compromised and refuse orders that are obviously going to kill everyone in your platoon, including your insane leader. The person you are following is leading you off the cliff, it is your duty to follow someone else who is a better leader and leading you to the top of the mountain instead. So to become a master follower, you must realize that everyone is selfishly focused upon their own happiness and well-being. And it is not your job to make other people happy. That is their job. It is only your job to make you happy. So as a master follower, the opinions of others do not matter. The opinions of others do not determine your self-worth, your happiness, and they do not pay your bills. And as a master follower, you also understand that this thing called love that most people practice is not love at all. Notice I said practice because they're just practicing it. They haven't quite figured it out yet. What most people call love is conditional love. In other words, I will love you and give you my approval and my attention and my admiration and my affection and sex, etc., as long as you make me happy and do things that please me. But as soon as you're no longer making me happy and doing things that I don't approve of, you're in the doghouse, and I will withdraw my love and affection, and most definitely my sex from you. But that is not love at all. That is an abomination of real love, which is unconditional love, where I will love you no matter what, because your behavior does not determine my happiness. So, as a master follower and as a master leader, to become an unconditional lover, it is impossible to make other people become unconditional lovers, but you can attract unconditional lovers by leading by example. So, as a follower, who do you follow? Unconditional lovers, masters who understand it is their job to make themselves happy and it is not their job to make anyone else happy. And those people give the best advice because they have no personal agenda. They don't care what you think about them, so they're not trying to manipulate you so that you will act in ways that make them happy. They understand that it is your job to make yourself happy, and so leading by the example of their own joyful, prosperous, free life, they show you how you can achieve the happiness, prosperity, and freedom that you desire and that they enjoy on a daily basis. Now that you have achieved mastery of following, where the only opinion you ultimately care about is your own, But at the same time, you respect the example and the knowledge and the leadership qualities of your mentors, the leaders who have helped you achieve the empowered levels of awareness that you have now. Now you have become a leader and you are on the road to leadership mastery because you have mastered step one of becoming a great leader, which is knowing the right people who to follow and knowing how to lead yourself. A great leader seeks advice from their mentors, but mostly, ultimately, they follow their own advice and their own guidance. The ultimate leader is the one who is self-guided with the greatest amount of clarity. They are crystal clear about what they want and how to get it. And everyone aspires to that great level of self-clarity, which is why people will follow a very clear leader to hell and back, even following completely and utterly misguided leaders who appear to have great clarity and purpose. And here is a classic example of knowing the right leaders to follow. Leaders who are leading you to victory, or to blindly follow leaders who are leading you to destruction. And the greatest leaders are the ones to follow, who lead by the example of their own life, not their theories and opinions about how you should lead your life. Unsuccessful people follow advice from people with opinions, not mastery. And as you develop mastery over certain subjects and become an authority about that subject, your greatest power of influence is the example of your life. If you have amazing, unconditionally loving, holistic relationships in your life, then your life is your example on how to have healthy, happy relationships. If you have achieved great wealth at a certain style of business or art or profession, etc., your life is your example on how others can succeed at that endeavor by following in your footsteps. And your books and videos and articles and seminars, etc., are not just theory, but real life. There is an extremely apt saying that applies well in this instance. Facts tell, but stories sell. And someone with a true life story, that is someone to follow. And their products sell off the shelves. And to be a master follower and a master leader, you must learn to follow emotion, not intellect and logic. Facts and opinions are subjective and can be manipulated to suit personal agendas. Following facts is trying to lead yourself with logic, with your mind, and that never ever goes well. The most powerful leaders are not guided by their mind, they are guided by their hearts and their gut and their intuition and their clarity and their knowing. They are guided by they're guided by their intuition, they're guided by their feelings. And depending on their level of mastery, the greatest leaders are those masters who are guided by their own source self, their divine self, their God self, whatever you want to call it. Or to use an old vernacular, they allow themselves to be guided by God. And these are the leaders we all value the most because that is the kind of guidance that everyone is aspiring to achieve. And those divinely guided individuals make the most positive impact because they lead by example and they're guided by direct source, unconditional love. They're not guided by agendas. They lead by example that their followers, quote unquote, can also achieve the same level of self-guidance or self-leadership that master has achieved. Again, they're leading by example. Their life is their example. And the guidance and the teachings are only there to nudge people in that optimal direction. So, if the leader you are following is not guiding you to your own self-empowerment and fully and completely to guide yourself by allowing the guidance of your own source self, then it is time to move on to someone who is, because they are no real leader tells you what to do. They guide you into a position, an energetic position, a vibration where you can make the decision for yourself. Now, master in training, future master of leading and following. You have within you the power to lead yourself to the manifestation of anything and everything that you desire to achieve in your life. And only you have the key that unlocks the door to your heart's desires. But you have not been traditionally taught how to use that key. You haven't even been traditionally taught that there is even a door for you to open up. You've been taught that someone or something outside of yourself holds the key to your happiness and salvation. But that is a lie. No one has the key to your enlightenment, to your salvation, to your success, to your happiness, to your abundance, to your well-being, to your health, etc., but you. And it is time now to embrace your power to create the life you were meant to live, to create the abundance, the joy, the adventure, the success, whatever you want in your life. You did not come to this earth to struggle and prove your worth to anyone. You came here for the joy of creation. And it is time to start reveling in your awesome, immense, unlimited creative power to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life. And if your old momentum of disempowerment is knocking you off track, and you need a little bit of a nudge to keep you centered and focused, and keep you on the yellow brick road, well, I am there to help you. That's what my audios, videos, podcasts, sessions, etc. are all about, to help you stay on that track to the Emerald City. I'm there to help you get to whatever you want in life, to achieve whatever you want in life, to help you achieve your dreams. So if you are open to receiving that support, then contact me now at iLoveFreedom.info. I'll give you a free consultation. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to meeting you, and I look forward to working and playing with you. So let's lock arms together. Let's you and I play and have fun together and create an absolutely magical, happy, and abundant life for you and me and for thousands, tens of thousands, millions of others. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from us, please comment, share it with your friends. Tell me how much you loved it. Share it with your friends. Tell them how much you loved it. Bless them with these teachings and come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, and support that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakhyron.com. Go to get yourself a free copy of my book, audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. And let's you and I lock arms and play together, shall we? My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance in your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!